Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is number 2, Blessed Are You Among Women, Luke 1, 39 to 45, and welcome to Monday of the first week of Advent. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the word we have that explains and helps us to understand, that helps us to see your servants at times that unexpected things happen. And when your Holy Spirit comes, open our hearts to see your word today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The angel appears to Mary, tells her that she will bear a son, and offers a heavenly intelligence report that her barren old relative Elizabeth is also pregnant, and has been pregnant for 6 months already. Who would have known before cell phones? The angel offers a broad hint that Mary should contact Elizabeth. I don't know what Mary told her mother, but it was quickly arranged, verses 39 to 40. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. Mary probably travels south from Nazareth to the hill country with some trusted friends headed that direction. We don't know exactly where Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah live, but it was probably along the mountain chain south of Jerusalem, the hill country of Judea. This journey of 80 to 100 miles probably takes Mary 3 to 4 days. Mary knocks on the door and greets Elizabeth. Imagine an older lady who was 6 months pregnant, not yet waddling to the door, but moving clumsily. Mary, the young teenager, greets her and they hug. Verse 41, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, Elizabeth's baby moves violently, and the Spirit of God comes upon her, like upon the prophets of old. Loudly she declares, verses 42 to 45, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. She hardly recognizes Mary as her cousin or niece. Mary has grown so much since she has seen her last. But now, by the Spirit, she recognizes her as the mother of my Lord, months before Mary's pregnancy will even be visible. Notice the words translated blessed in verses 43 and 45. Twice in verse 43 we see blessed translating eulogeo, praise, here, bless, ask favor for. Blessings are called upon both Mary and the child, who is at present a fetus only a few weeks old. In verse 45, blessed translates the adjective makarios, pertaining to being especially favored, blessed, fortunate, happy, privileged. Mary is privileged to be Jesus' mother, but also fortunate that she believed the angel Gabriel who came to her. Mary is blessed for her faith. Verse 45, she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. For her part, the Spirit falls upon Mary too, and she speaks out a poetic praise of God that we call the Magnificat. She speaks of her joy and privilege. Verses 46 to 49, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Notice Mary's wonder that God would bestow such an amazing privilege upon her, a peasant girl of humble circumstances. I think of God's blessings to me. May I never take them for granted, but retain my joy and humility amidst abundant blessings, and never fall victim to a sense of entitlement. I've often pondered what must have passed between the older lady and her teenaged niece over these 3 months. Mary seems to have stayed with her cousin until Elizabeth gave birth, so I expect Mary heard Zechariah's prophecies about his son who would be John the Baptist, and the prophecies about her own son. I'm reading from Luke 1:68-69. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Mary finally has someone with whom she can talk about her hopes and fears, and the miracle, the out-of-wedlock baby growing within her. Elizabeth provides the wisdom and comfort that Mary's mother doesn't have the perspective to provide her. God is so good to meet our needs on our sometimes difficult journeys and bring us to people whom we can encourage and who can mentor us. Praise God. Our discussion question for today is based on Luke 1:39-45. Why did the angel put Elizabeth and Mary together? How is Elizabeth a comfort to Mary? How is Mary an encouragement to Elizabeth? To whom has God sent you to give and receive comfort? Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for providing Elizabeth to Mary at the crucial time as they provide mutual encouragement and support. Bring people to us that we may comfort, and people who can comfort us in our times of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.